emergence. If I were a butterfly feeling like that right now, and I would say I just came out of my cocoon. Last year was a weird cocoon. But some of us aren't feeling like butterflies yet. In fact, what we're feeling is, I know that I'm reemerging, and I know that I don't feel like I am the same person that went into this. But I don't know that I have wings yet. I don't know exactly how I feel. That's what I want to talk about today, how we're feeling right now as we emerge, and what we can expect from ourselves, and what our friends and family and society can expect from us and from each other. To set some expectations high enough that we are moving into our futures consciously with love and excitement in our hearts, but also with a degree of real understanding. This is who I am. This is where I was. This is what's happening. That's what we're doing today. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Welcome, everyone. I am Summer, and it is episode number 640 of the epic 17-season, 17-year-long Flow Dreaming podcast. If you were with me back in 2005, I will blow kisses at you because that was the beginning. And here is where we are today. My goodness, it's been a great journey, and it continues to be because that's the theme. What do we think is happening next? Especially when we've had some blows. And we've been through a lot together. We've been through 9/11, for instance. We've been through several wars. We've been through, oh boy, all kinds of things. And yet, here we are. Here we are. We're emerging once again. And I wanted to take today, this particular episode, to go over some of these feelings that we get when we're coming out of things, when we're re-emerging from things, when we're basically shifting. And, you know, I've done dozens of shows about transition because transition is constant and transition is flow, right? That's the state of life, is flow and movement, constant, constant movement. And often, though, we say, no, I don't want any more movement. Just let me settle in right here. I'm so tired. I don't want to have to adjust to anything else. And yet life keeps saying, well, why do you think that what you have to adjust to is going to be hard or difficult or upsetting or ugly or worse than where you've been? And that's what really propelled me to say, oh, God, I need to talk about this, because I've noticed in myself and in others, not only is there hesitancy, right? Hesitancy is normal. We don't know what we're getting into, where we're going, who we're becoming as a person, as a species, as a planet. We don't know. We have ideas and we hope, but we don't know. We do know, though, that we can expect lack ahead of us, or we can expect to love our new selves. Love our new selves. And I hope when I said that, you either cheered and said, yes, I'm going to love my new self, or you went, oh my God, I was not thinking about loving my new self. I have been thinking about handling things and taking care of stuff and adjusting and ratcheting down or anything else, any other feeling other than you expect to love the new you, love the new you, even more than any other you. And that's saying a lot, because I've loved, you know, lots of parts of me and things I've done and ways I've been and people in my life. I have tons of it. But I always want to feel like I'm going to love myself even more next year. and the year after, and the year after. I'm going to love my life even more next year, and the year after, and the year after. And if it triggers you at all as I'm saying this, kind of what it's telling you is we've lost a little ground. And that's okay. Sometimes losing ground happens, but you're here and you're listening and you have an idea of who you still want to be and how you still want to be. And that's where we're going today. How do I expect to love the new me? Whatever he, she, or they look like. How do I love that person? How do I love that being? How do I have excited expectations for them? And I'll tell you, you know, kind of what got me thinking about this is my daughter is applying for college. Well, to be honest, she's just finished all of her applications and we played it safe. 16 colleges, my friends. I said to her, the problem is not going to be if you get into a school, but of all the schools you get into, which one are you going to take without even having traveled to see them? But I realize I have these expectations for her, which are, it's going to be wonderful. You are going to love this. You're going to love your roommates. You're going to love your college. You're going to love what you're studying. Your life is going to just bloom in thousands of roses in the next few years. And you'll realize high school was just a chore for many of us. It was a chore for her. Yeah, it was a chore too. But college, this is where she gets to call the shots. She gets to open her own doors. She gets freedom, self-determination. I'm really, really, really excited for her. And she is emerging into this in the next 6 months. And this is what made me think, I kind of want to feel that way for myself. Hold up here. And I've been feeling this way about my husband. He got a fabulous new job this year. He is over the moon with it. He was hired, get this, 3 days into pandemic lockdown. And I said, what? This is the most crazy thing I've ever heard. Nobody's hiring right now. Yes, they are. Turns out, yes, they are. And they've hired all the way through the pandemic. And he has had a fantastic year. He has emerged in his leadership, in his art, in himself. And I look at them and I think, where is the same feeling in me? And yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, I know it sounds like I'm getting down on myself, but I'm acknowledging that I've tempered myself because I've pulled back and I've been looking a lot at where I've been and what I've been doing and where do I want to go? And I've realized, ooh, after I do all that, I also need to feel about me. That I expect to love the me that's emerging, love the circumstances that are emerging for me, love and have high expectations and delight and joy for them. And when I realized I wasn't feeling that as much as I wanted, I thought, oh my goodness, something new for me to learn. Here we go, folks. Let's do this. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit and explain what's been happening over the last 9 months for me. I'm going to go all the way back to March when a lot of things started. March of 2020, when I realized, ooh, pull back. Ooh, you know, hold on. This rampant, crazy expansion has to look, listen, and adjust. Look, listen, and adjust. So I did. And I've been doing it. And some very fascinating things have come out. And maybe they've come out for you too. Like I said, you guys, it's kind of like we're having a dialogue. Like it's a one-sided dialogue. I'm talking at you. we're having like a nice little dinner together and I'm just doing all the talking. I hope that's okay. But I'm sharing with you. This is where I've been and what I've been doing. And, you know, I hope there's a part of you that says, oh, interesting. Me too. I never thought of it that way. One of the things I realized over this last year is that having been on a bender of making things since maybe 2012, 2005 even, 2004, It's been a long, and I honestly will call it a bender, you know, like, woo, free flying, flinging, woo, making anything and everything, exploring, changing, creating, growing, expanding my capacity. This year said to me, Summer, do you want to just keep making things like this? Because a lot of what you've made, look behind you. Where is it now? And I said, well, I mean, I taught people with it and I recorded it and I put it out there and but where is it really? Does it have legs? Does it have longevity? Is it part of a legacy? Do you have a legacy? Where are these teachings going? And I realized I have hundreds and hundreds of classes, thousands, counting all of the live times I've been with my students, and we're troubleshooting and debugging and up-leveling and expanding our minds and our feelings and our ability to work with energy. And I realized, you know what? If you're going to tuck inside this year, why don't you go through everything you've made and been and done and figure out where the real gems are, the things that should live a long time, longer than you even, should be a legacy, should be a standing contribution to society and the way we think, and especially those of us in personal growth. I said, well, if I have that ability, if I've been speaking at that level, then I'm going to forward that. If I haven't, and if I can't, then this will just die on the vine with so many other things. But it's worth giving it a shot and believing in that. And when I started to do that, it was like opening the door to a tidal wave, a tidal wave. I've been listening and going back through so much of what I've made and thought and created and directed over especially the last 6-7 years, the whole spectrum of Me School and my private coaching, where things and when things really started to foment and come together in this kind of maturation. And that's when I decided I have to hit the pause button on Me School. 7 years. If you haven't come through Me School with me in the last 7 years, I don't know if you will. Maybe you will in some new incarnation of it. But it's been its thing. And I realize, what do you do with things that are big and brilliant and gorgeous and teachings and thoughts? And how do I change it and keep it? How do I change it and keep it? And I'm hoping you can apply what I'm saying to your own life right now. There's things that you have also done, made, felt, seen, become, and you realized it's changed now. It's not the same as it was a year ago. But there's things I want to keep. And there's things that I want to build into a legacy, that I want to build into something very permanent and kind of all time. So when I think about my emergence, this is exactly where my mind is going. I emerge with what? And I realized I didn't want to just emerge into the new me, the me that's gone through this horrendous experience of the last year that we've all gone through. And I'm not going to pretend it wasn't horrendous. There's so many levels of change and transition that are concurrently just cross currents of just everywhere, planetary, socially, politically, in our health, in our hearts, in our values, things cracking open, splitting, falling far away from each other, even as some things become more clear. It's been a tremendous, tremendous year. But I realize I don't want to just come back out and say, oh, well, I'm going to pick up where I left off, and here we go. Because the person picking up where she left off is a very different person. You are a very different person than where you left off a year or 2 years ago or whenever you're listening. You're a very different person. And if you expect to just pick up where you left off, you might be wondering, why isn't this working? Or why isn't it working the way I thought it was? Because you've changed and you're emerging. Part of my emergence was a recognition that it's time to cultivate a legacy, to really create things that have longevity and lasting. Like, what are the teachings? Can I get them all written out in books now? Can I get them all properly recorded? Can I take some of these things that I taught 5, 6, 7 years ago and give them out in a different way to a new audience, a new generation of people who think and feel and explore? Can I make it so it stands on their own, even if I'm no longer teaching them? You can see that this is a leap in my thinking. It's a leap from the constant hamster wheel of making and creating and making and creating to saying, oh, if I don't take all this stuff and properly put it together, where will it go? What will happen to it? Because I am moving on. And you are moving on. And you may not think you're moving on, but you, trust me, you have changed. You have been impacted by a year. It has changed the way you think, that you feel, that you manifest, that you co-create. It has changed your relationship with other people, with the universe, with source, with God, with everything in you. It's changed it. So instead of just having this expectation that, oh, I'm going to emerge however it happens to me. By the way, that's like a lot of people think. I'm just going to emerge however it happens. Thoughtlessly, just kind of roll with things. You're here because you want to emerge with consciousness, awareness, self-determination, agency. So here we are, planning and doing just that. So my strategy, here we are moving into this, moving forward. My strategy is, well, sort of like retraining your metabolism. I know, this is funny. It's a funny analogy, but yeah, that's kind of what I'm known for, right? So you're retraining your metabolism. And I know this pretty darn well now, because as you age, your metabolism starts to kind of go down. You're not as hungry, nor are you as active. And what you do eat just puts on weight. It doesn't get burned. Doesn't just fuel you like it used to. You think, this is the strangest thing. I don't eat anything, and yet I'm getting fatter every day. To retrain your metabolism, you have to reset it in effect. You have to give it new operatives. You have to give it new directions. And I thought, well, you know, I think I need to do that with my life. I need to train my life back into shape. I need to train it into the emergence that I want it to be, because the things that I've adapted to over the last year are not going to help me emerge. They're things that will help me stay safe, that will help me look inward, that will help me, like I just said, go and sift through all I've done, create something from that, legacy, etc. So much good stuff. By the way, there's an episode called Mining the Dark, where I talk a lot about that, almost like a precursor to what was kind of about to happen to us all. I don't remember the number, so you'll have to look it up. Mining the Dark. But now that we're moving into a different phase, a different type, a different shape, I have to remember and retrain myself. And I've been putting together, in fact, I have it right now in front of me, a list. It's stuck on a post-it note, and it's right in front of me on my computer. And I keep adding to this. I've had to stick multiple post-it notes together because the list keeps getting longer. But this list is things that I need and want to do for myself to retrain me. Instead of taking a shower in the evening, take a shower in the morning again. It doesn't matter that I'm not going into a workplace, because I work for myself. I own my own company. But when I take a shower in the morning, I tend to feel more ready for the rest of the day. I'm not ducking if someone comes to the door because I don't want them to see me without a bra on, right? I'm willing to be on Zoom and let people see me because, yeah, I put a little makeup on and I brushed my hair for once. Things like this, retraining my emotional and daily metabolism. I want you to be thinking right now, what parts of your day, what parts of your emotional self need to be retrained to get you into a state of emergence again? And how can those things add to that feeling of, I will love the new me that I'm emerging into? Because this is it. This is the crux of the whole episode here. This is the thing. I am going to be training my life back into shape via two primary methods. One, my flow dreaming. And if you don't know what flow dreaming is, besides the name of this show, go to my website, flowdreaming.com. I have a free tutorial. It's a big, nice kit. There's like lots of pieces to it, audios and PDFs. It's all free. Just get it. You'll learn the process. You'll learn the technique. It reshapes you. It reshapes you from the inside out. It reshapes your thinking, reshapes your heart, reshapes your mindset, reshapes your energy, and communicates to your future the blueprints for yourself. So that's part of it. The other part for me, inspired action. Because everything in life is either physical, non-physical action or non-physical action. So I do both. And I have both on my agenda right now. It is starting. The emergence for me is starting. And I can feel the difference. Maybe you can feel it. An uptick in, oh, we're going to do this soon. And, oh, I'm going to do that soon. And, I'm not deferring and delaying. I put that into one word, deluring. Deferring and delaying like I was. And listen to episode 639, where I talk a lot about the deferring and delaying energy that we've all been in. Some of the things that are on my reemergence list, wow. Silly stuff, easy stuff, stuff that makes me realize, oh yeah, I do that again. And I start to feel like I am back in the swing of everything. Taking the shower in the morning, booking a hair appointment. I put eating oysters on my list. I know that's strange, but I haven't had oysters in probably 2 years. And I live by the beach. And going down for happy hour on a beachfront restaurant, a tray of oysters in front of me, I just love it. It makes me feel happy and normal and excited about life. I have a plan to get a weekend escape on the books where I feel easy and happy about traveling with my family and, you know, my kids, my husband. We can all eat at nice restaurants, have no fear. I have a plan to do Christmas in July or November or October or whenever it is. All of these things are ratcheting up my expectations, my hope. They're little prizes. They're little sweets I'm giving myself as soon as the pinata cracks open. I know what's in it and I'm excited for it. So instead of not thinking about these things because I've been in defer and delay mode, I'm starting to think about them and I'm starting to flow about them, how delighted they will feel, how delighted I will feel in them, how excited I will be as this new person emerges. And get this, hot on the heels of all of these fun things, these actions that I do, other new things will flow in that I'm not even aware of yet. But they're there. I just don't know them and I can't see them because they're still in my future. But I know that they will hold those feelings for me. I'm even excited about going to an IKEA and sitting down with some meatballs. It's one of my son's favorite things to do, oddly enough. I don't like meatballs. He does. I'm excited to do this. There's so many things. These are just practical, tiny things. But they're easy to kind of hang my hook on, right? And the bigger things are, who am I going to be? What will I be teaching? Where will I be going in myself and in my life? What kind of relationships and intimacy will I have? And I can feel that all too. Can't put my finger on it as easily as taking my son to IKEA, but I can feel what it's like. I love the new me. I love the new shape that my life has recreated itself into. And here's the cincher, right? Here's the finale idea. I don't expect my life to be the same as it was before. Not at all. It can't be. It won't be. I'm different. You're different. The world is different. But what I'm expecting is also not something that I think will please me any less than where I used to be. It will please me as much or more. It will be chock full of delights and excitement and surprises, opportunities, money, wealth, health, feeling beautiful, handsome, connectivity, good friendships, good conversations, travel, beauty, giving to others, contributing, feeling meaning. It's going to have all of that. Oops, there goes my puppy. I told you all in my last episode, a lot of changes here. I've got a puppy. You'll hear him bark. You'll also hear fire engine sirens, you'll hear church bells, and you'll hear planes. These all seem to seep into my office as I record for you. Little bits of my life peeking in through the cracks. So let's go back to this. What are you expecting for yourself? What feelings are you expecting to feel as you emerge? Because here's the thing, you've already started emerging. You've already started, the tide is turned, we can feel it, the world feels it. And I know even as I am recording this for you, it doesn't seem like we've turned the corner. It seems like things are continuing to get worse. And certainly in terms of viral rates and the amounts of people getting ill and some of the political things that are going on, we have not necessarily turned the corner. But trust me, my friends, we have turned the corner. I feel it. It's part of my job is to put my finger on the bigger waves. And it's here. And I think that's why I'm back podcasting again. Because I felt the shift. And I said, I'm emerging. We're emerging. Oh no, I better get back out there and share some ideas with people. And maybe I can help a little bit in this emergence. So that's the feeling that I want to leave you with. I want you to think about this. This is the task I have for you. And, you know, in almost every episode, I have something for you, a technique or a task or something to really ponder, to shift inside of you. And that's what I want you to think about. Do you expect to love the new you? Are you excited about who this person is? Are you okay with the fact that you're not going to be the same person you were? You're not going back to the way things were. And that's okay, because the way things are becoming can be, will be, even better, unless, of course, you're mired in lack thinking. You have let yourself fall into that kind of negative anticipation. And if that's the case, acknowledge it, love it, be gentle with yourself, and say, oh, yeah, but I don't want to keep feeling that anymore. And I am the champion of my own life. No one can change how I feel but me. No one can change how I feel but me. And I choose to change how I feel now. So sometimes we do flow dreams in our episodes. Sometimes we don't. More and more, I'm not doing the flow with you in the podcast, but I'm asking you to reach just a peak emotional state of being. Because a good flow dream, well, you can find hundreds of them at my store. You can find ones that support this very topic, emergence. There is a playlist, emergence. If it's not out already, it's coming. And it's for you to practice with, to flow with, to take your own destiny into your hands with. So the feeling right now, just if you're able to close your eyes, not driving or doing something like that, but if you're able to just close your eyes for a moment and feel with me, how is it to feel expectant and excited? the new you, the person that you're becoming, the person who just went through all the experiences that you had, they are even better than the you that hit the pause button a year or more ago. Even better. How can that be? Richer, stronger, more aware, more gentle, more loving, having experienced things that broadened you, deepened you, made you consider who you are, what you believe, how you want to be with yourself and with others, how you want to show up in the world. Oh, this is the person. Can you feel them? Can you feel them emerging? Because they're going to emerge. You can't stop that. They are emerging and they are going to emerge. So who and how are they going to feel as they do it? Feel that now. What do you want in there? Power? Strength? Clarity? Blessings, love, peace, acceptance, gentleness, excitement, hunger, joy. All of those, any of those, connection, what? And you can let yourself move between feeling and feeling and feeling and feeling, or you can focus on just one or two. This is you. You will emerge into something. It is your call as to what. And you have agency over this. You can play your flow dreams. You can just close your eyes and do this little simple exercise with me over and over. Do it every morning. Brush your teeth. Close your eyes. Who am I emerging into? I feel her now. I feel him now. And there they are. You can feel this and be this. Pick some flow dreams. Practice them. Really expand on this. This is one of the best times in your life you could ever choose to do this practice, because it is more urgent and more powerful and more needed than ever before. So do it and feel it. And when you're done, drop me a note. I know I haven't said that in a while, but I miss all of you. And I would love to hear from you. And I'd love to know if this show, this podcast is making a difference in your life. And if you're happy and excited that it's back, if it's helpful, if I should keep doing it. I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a line, summer@flowdreaming.com. Or you can go to my website and there's a little chat thing. You can just send me a note that way and it'll get to me too. Even better, put a review up about this podcast on iTunes. I'm afraid I've kind of dropped off their radar because it's been so long. And a review will help push it right back up into where people can see it and find it again. In fact, every review you put up probably directly helps 2 to 3 new people find this show. There is a real effect to your words. So with that, my friends, I love you all. I have some very exciting things coming up in the next few weeks, including a brand new program. It's called Flow On, and it's one of the ways that I will be emerging, having condensed a considerable amount of everything I've done over the last, 10, 15 years. I've pulled everything back into one simple thing we can all do together. Flow On, a monthly membership, just look it up, and be sure to check your email. Be on my newsletter. Go to flowdreaming.com. If you sign up for the free kit, you automatically get on the newsletter, and that's how you're going to learn all about it and how we can do live flow dreaming together. We're going to get to do a lot of things. I am very, very excited about this spring, as you can tell, and even more excited about the summer. So, my loves, I will see you all again for our next episode of Flow Dreaming. Stay safe and stay well, and my love to you all. My friends, Flow On is a brand new membership, and its goal is to keep you in flow, in alignment, and in a state of beautiful growth and emergence. Emergence into the next you. Sometimes this is going to mean some healing or renewing your energy from depression or burnout. Or maybe you're going to be pushing into new areas of growth and rampant success. Well, Flow On is your monthly spiritual backpack. It's a brand new program. I haven't done anything like it since, well, it's been so many years when I used to have a Flow Dream of the Month Club. Think of this as its new 21st century iteration. And Flow On has everything that you need. It's a monthly masterclass, a monthly Flow Dream, even some live interaction. And best of all, you can come and go as you please. There's no long-term commitments. So please check it out at flowdreaming.com. If you're lucky enough and it's enrolling, do grab a spot. It will not be open and available at all times all year, but if it's open, please jump in. I know you won't be disappointed, and I look forward to traveling with you on this beautiful journey of flow and giving you so many tools, all the tools that I've ever created.